AENN. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
Nearly half of all the homeless people living in the streets in America happen to live in the state of California. What they are doing to our beautiful California is a disgrace to our country. It's a shame. The world is looking at it. Look at Los Angeles with the tents and the horrible, horrible, disgusting conditions. Look at San Francisco. Look at some of your other cities. And then you have a governor. You have a governor that invites the whole world to come into California. We'll pay for your health care. We'll pay for, and then you wonder why so many people are coming up. They're coming up because we're the hottest economic country in the world, but they're also coming up because you have people like that governor saying, come on up, we'll give you health care. Come on. Who wouldn't come up? Who wouldn't come up? How crazy is this? How crazy is this?
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Tons of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Want to make sure that you're up to speed and you're going to the proper places. Go to newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. .com to get all of your. There's two different addresses there. I should be clarifying that. The newer one, the later one, is our newest website that's coming up right now as we speak. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. So that will get you tons of information. You get the latest information about what happened at the convention, which we got the endorsement for New California by former Governor Mike Huckabee, who showed up to become one of our featured keynote speakers. It was electric, absolutely an electric experience. We're building upon that naturally, absolutely building upon that. So, you know, we got a lot of things going on in New California. Like I said, make sure you definitely visit those websites so you get the latest up-to-date stuff. Okay, Chris Street in the last hour, breaking news that there's a liquidity crisis building. Now, you might not hear too much about this in the next day or so because, after all, it is towards the end of the week. But the problem is that China is turning out to be, well, broke as a joke and getting broker in this coronavirus and the shutdown. Their supply chain problems is something that is absolutely devastating to them, and it's going to have a downstream effect. Clearly, even more of an exacerbation of already a bad problem for California. And, yes, the rest of the nation. The rest of the nation cannot dodge this bullet, so to speak. And, again, set up by Dodd-Frank, and that was sort of a archaic law back in the day when we had the liquidity crisis and we had the notion that we're going to start pouring money into other assets besides banks and basically, I guess you would say, hog-tying banks in many ways that they had never been before. This whole situation with liquidity now in this environment is devastating to worldwide banks and will be. This will, I think, play out badly. I think Chris has probably the dates right. I'm not an economist, but he has absolutely been spot on. Actually, sometimes he's kind of amazed himself that things happen much earlier in terms of trending, which is starting to see in California right now major, major trending issues happening. And, again, this coronavirus doesn't help, at least California, right? Well, California doesn't have the money to take care of itself right now. Well, what about that $21 billion worth of rainy? Are you seeing it being spent? Listen, if I was the governor at this point in time and having this crisis, I'd say, look, I've got to, this is what I got to do. I have got to dip into that $21 billion to help my people. Of course, you're saying, well, why just wait till the feds come in and help you? Wait it out. Wait it out. The feds aren't going to, you know, turn you down in a crisis like this. Create the crisis and manage it. You know that the feds will come in as your backup, right? That's a great way to get a lot of extra money, and that's exactly what disaster capitalism has brought to the state of California. They're dependent upon a disaster, a crisis, for the feds to work it out and not pay their own dime. As an example, you just had it's the great state of Tennessee just got hit in Nashville by a natural disaster. Well, who's being responsive? Well, state people are. And they're being bolstered. The state should be responsible for its own people. That's basically the way it plays out in the other 50 states, not California. No, because they don't have the money. We're just going to wait for the feds to come in. They'll take care of the disaster, which is exactly what happened in the campfire. I was up there. We had tons of new California people up there helping out the victims of the campfire. Yet there was no state response, period. Well, that's because, there was one of their little Office of Emergency Services cars tootling around. That was it. That was their response. The Office of Emergency Services from the state of California, we're here to not help because we're broke as a joke and we don't have any money, but we will show the flag somewhat, right? So you have a state that can't take care of its people, bottom line. If you want to stop the homeless issue, why don't you get them jobs? Oh, no, we can't have jobs. We got to build a system, an economic system that punishes employers, that denies employees the money, the pay that they're supposed to get, especially if you're dealing with the state as a vendor. It's a big state. A big state, in New California would be the same as a big state. We're going to rely upon vendors. But the state of California won't pay you because they got their eye on something else. They've managed to put in a whole bunch of laws and regulations that you didn't vote for. But, of course, you've got this massive machine of government called the state legislature, which meets 11 months out of the year and writes as many laws as it wants to. What could possibly go wrong in that scenario? Well, you get, of course, rules and regulations and a massive buildup of a bureaucracy. That's exactly where we're at in California. You've got to feed the bureaucracy. It's got a life of its own. This creature is called communism. That's what this creature is called because basically what they're going to do and what they've been doing is seizing people's businesses and property because they, for various and sundry regulations that they've deemed appropriate. Now, when I say they, being the bureaucrats, the regulators, they've deemed appropriate. They're just seizing property, businesses. Why do you think people are leaving the state in droves? Because they recognize it for what they don't have a name for it. A lot of them, they don't get it. It's just the state's just run amok. Well, it's communism. When your state starts taking up private property and owned by the state, when all private property is owned by the state, guess what? You got to be checking out that Communist Manifesto and read what Karl Marx wrote and take a look at the long history of abuses by the progressive socialist communists and how they've taken over people's property. This is exactly what's happening in California. So it should not be a surprise to you that California now, all of a sudden, it's actually running out of other people's money. They can only do this so long until they actually do run out of other people's money. They are at that point. The evidence is clear. They do not have $21 billion for rainy day fund. You know, basically, I say this, and this is the example. And Chris kind of alluded to it about one of his economic professors about how to defraud the accounting system. But I'm serious. If you want to feel, if you look at your checkbook and you realize, oh, I've only got $1 in my bank. I can do the numbers. I put it in the ledger, and it's only got $1. Oh my God, shame on me. Well, listen, I'll make you feel good. I'll make you feel good. I want you to go get that book. I want you to take out your pencil, and I want you to write in after that $1, 6 zeros, and then put a decimal point down and put 2 additional zeros. I want you to feel good that I just made you a millionaire right here on Agenda 21 Radio. I just made you a millionaire. Now put 21 and add not just 6, but 12 zeros. And what do you get? Shocking. The state of California accounting system. $0. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben. He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, the flop, the flap, the drop, the smackdown of two Supreme Court justices and threats, I guess you could say, by Chuck E. Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, are being called out now. Everybody's going, you know, this isn't really cool what you did, Chuck E. Schumer. Not at all.
So today and tomorrow and beyond, notwithstanding these shameful tactics. Now, I had hoped I would not need to reiterate what every Republican senator told the court in August after Senate Democrats sent their threatening brief. But today, I have no choice but to say it again. Republicans are absolutely and unshakably committed to the core constitutional principle of an independent federal judiciary. The core constitutional principle of an independent federal judiciary. As long as this majority holds the gavel, we will never let the minority leader's dangerous views become policy. This majority will ensure the only casualties of this recklessness are the reputations of those who engage in it.
Well, that was Mitch McConnell.
Ship time is reserved. Morning business is closed. Under the previous order, the Senate will resume consideration of S-2657, which the clerk will report.
Calendar number 357, S-2657. The bill to support innovation in advanced geothermal research and development.
Anyway, I guess you can say that Chuck E. Schumer was called out by Mitch McConnell. I mean, that's about as much of a, quote, rebuke as you could possibly get under the circumstances. But the point is, Mitch McConnell saying, nah. I mean, I like what he said at the very beginning, which I think which is interesting, that it's unshakable, that there is a judiciary, and he supports it. And it's very obvious that what Chuck Schumer did and what he said was totally inappropriate. And I'm going to get to this in a second so that you can hear what in the world is going on with this. I have never in all, you know, I've been following politics for years. I mean, well, since the 60s when I was a kid. My first political anointment, I guess you could say, really where I got kind of excited about all this stuff was the Nixon-Kennedy debate. I know that ages me. I get it. But that was really the big time when I go, wow, you know, this is big. And it was big. It was absolutely big. But I've never, since then till now, have ever heard the remarks, the vitriolic remarks of a standing senator, especially the minority leader in the Senate, make such vicious and vile statements about Supreme Court justices, and calls him out by name. I've never, ever seen this. Now, you're going to get a chance to hear this right now. I think we got time, yeah. This comes off of Representative Jim Jordan's Twitter, and we retweeted it for Agenda 21 Radio. You can listen to it, but I mean, we're going to play it right now so that you have it all ready to go. Here we go. I think we're going to be able to play it just fine. This is what Chuck Schumer. Now, listen, even Rhino Senator Mitt Romney chastised the Democratic leader. Hello?
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Listen up.
You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You won't know what hit you. Probably not the best words, Chucky. Way too much towards the threatening side of things. So universally, he is being condemned for this. He'll probably, well, I'm sure that he's going to get some sort of censure in the Senate. That's coming next, and people are going to float it. This is from Zero Hedge this morning. Representative Mark Meadows explained on Twitter that Chuck Schumer has a way of accidentally unmasking the left's nefarious behavior. True. In 2017, you mess with the Intel Committee. They have 6 ways from Sunday to get you back. Today, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh will pay the price and won't know what hit them. Jim Jordan. First, Schumer tells President-elect Trump, you can take on the intelligence community. They have 6 ways from Sunday getting you back. Today, he threatens 2 Supreme Court justices. Mitt Romney. Oh, man, I can't even believe I said his name. But he's parting the waters here with this clown. We were thinking, what's Schumer got? Well, not much, apparently. A reprehensible threat from Senator Schumer is followed by a laughably illogical provocation. Whatever happened to truth and simple apology? And Schumer's friends are upset, too. Harvard constitutional law professor Lawrence Tribe decried Chuck's words. Zero Hedge reporting here. These remarks were inexcusable. Chief Justice Roberts was right to call him on his comments. I hope the senator, whom I've long admired, you've long admired him, there's a problem there, and considered a friend, apologize and take back his implicit threat. It's beneath him and his office. Even none other than disgraced former FBI. Yeah, I read this morning. I'm like, well, you gotta be kidding me. Can't wait to get this one out on the air. Even James Comey criticized Schumer. It was wrong for the elected officials to attack federal judges. It doesn't matter who you are or who the judges are. If you do it, you should apologize. We need leaders who are a contrast to Trump, not mirror. So he's saying Trump backhandedly here. And finally, at Crime a Day reminded us of this little law, 40 U.S.C. Here you go. It is unlawful to utter loud, threatening, or abusive language in the Supreme Court building or grounds. An individual who violates this shall be fined under Title 18 and imprisoned for not more than 60 days or both. Then they go to impeach him. First Justice Roberts chides the Senate Minority Leader. And now Trump slams the Democrats until... Okay, so what did the... where's the statement here? I don't know if I got it in this article. Roberts comments. Because Roberts came back, the Chief Justice, came back and said, we're not letting this one stand, Chucky. We're not letting this one stand. This is, we got that one, all right. We're not going to let this one stand, Chuck. No. So Chief Roberts comes out and comes up with his comments. If I've got it here. I don't think I have it. I'll have to get it after the break because I'm being pressed. I'll read to you the comment because I want to set the stage right. This is an article from Fox News. Trump rebukes Schumer over threat to Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. A disgrace. He was able to say something like that. All right. Now, I'll read to you the next part of this. You'll hear it. And you can decide for yourself. It's out. The Chief Justice of the United States rebukes it. Never have I ever heard this before. Just amazing comedy. We're getting desperate. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Trump rebukes Schumer over threat to Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, a disgrace. He was able to say something like that. That's the president's response initially. I know there's going to be more. I think there's people saying he should resign. Shocking, right? Justice, this is the response by Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roberts. Justices know that criticism comes with the territory. But threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter. Now, laying down the gauntlet, laying down the statement that it's dangerous, quote, dangerous, and the other. The big thing that's big in this statement from the Chief Justice, I want you to understand this is coming from the Chief Justice, rebuking a standing senator, the leader of the minority in the Senate. This is huge. This is huge. This is an attack on the American Constitution, plain and simple. And, of course, it's interesting. First, you had Pelosi with the impeachment process, the bogus, fake hoax impeachment process, right? Well, gee, how's that working out for them, by the way? Now you've got Schumer. Now, and again, where was the attack there? That was the bicameral nature of our legislature in play. And thank God for, you know, people like Benjamin Franklin and those that were in the Connecticut Compromise that created bicameralism. They knew they had to have two separate but equal-powered parts of the legislature, a House of Representatives and a Senate. When the House of Representatives is just feeding upon the impulses of the people and a dictator arrives in the Senate or in the House to lead that cause, like Nancy Pelosi was, she had all the controls in the House to usher in an impeachment process, and she did. And she in the House impeached Donald Trump bogusly without evidence, and the whole system had been gamed. So we've got that going on in the House. Now Schumer makes his play on the Senate side and attacks the judiciary, another separate co-equal branch of government from the legislature. So you have that one half part of the legislature attacking now in a very, very dangerous fashion, making threatening statements to two justices. And this is the key word about the two key words that are in the statement by Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts. He believes, in his mind, and nobody can get away from this. This is why I'm going to go back to the other article where we can quote the law. If you are making a threat to a Supreme Court justice inside the courtroom or on the grounds, you could be convicted. You could be convicted. So this is what you have. The word threatening is in his statement. He believes threatening statements, a quote of this sort, from the highest levels were made. The highest levels of government. And he calls them inappropriate, and the next word, the key word there, is dangerous. Okay, he's talking about dangerous to our very form of governance, is what he's talking about. He's talking about who is it that would be in the legislature, a co-equal branch of the government to the judiciary. This is Roberts, because Roberts is in charge of that. Like it or not, he's the titular head. He is the head of the Supreme Court. He is the Chief Justice. That's a concern to him. So we've now seen, in the little a span of a year, a real threat to the bicameral nature of our country, and you're seeing a real threat now to our established governmental systems, the three co-equal branches of government. Clearly, you've got Schumer and you've got Pelosi taking on the presidency, the executive, and now you got Chuck E. Schumer taking on the judiciary. I sense a trend. But it's even deeper than that. Let's go out to California. And what are they trying to do out here? Look what they're doing out here. You've got a mono-party dictatorship that where you've blended, basically, the judiciary, a corrupt judiciary system in California, is blending with the legislature, which is blended with the, of course, executive. That is called a dictatorship. There's no blurring of the lines, the way in which the three forms of government have been blended together in California is a dictatorship. And now they want to codify it and solidify it by putting on the ballot a constitutional convention, or excuse me, a constitutional amendment, if you will, a constitutional amendment for unicameralism. Yeah, meaning one government, one body in the legislature. So this is what they have in Nebraska. Oh, great Nebraska, 1.8 million people. How's that working out for you? Right, 40 million people in California, you're going to have a unicameral legislature. Well, you already have one. Let's not be fooled. You already got one. You've only got 120 legislators anyway, all the senators, they vote from districts that they serve. They no longer represent sovereign areas. No, you took that away from them in Reynolds versus Sims. So senators go by, they're based upon population. So the population of senators in California, which is only 40, is all sucked into where? The urban centers, where there's massive numbers of people. Los Angeles, Sacramento, and San Francisco, right? You have these senators. There's 33 in those three areas. You got 33 of the 40 senators. Now, what about the other counties? There's 58 counties. So you've got seven that have to serve the rural areas of the rest of California, about 85% of the land mass. There's no possible way they can do that. There's no possible way they can do it. This effectively creates a unicameral legislature, and that's the way it is all throughout the state legislatures now. And now they're trying to start the fun and games by coming up with a constitutional requirement now that we go to a unicameral legislature. Shocking. They're just going to come out with it, right? Be out and proud. California will never get to that point. It's not going to happen. New California will be in the mix, and New California will straighten that out. That's what's going to happen. But none of this business of a unicameral so if you think about this, I want you to take the Senate out of the equation and just pretend, theoretically, you would have impeachment by Nancy Pelosi. Period. And she'd be the dominant, you know, she'd be the dominant one in the House of Representatives. Well, what protection does the executive have at that point? They can pass laws and pass laws, and of course they control the purse, they control the money. They can get away with a lot of mischief. They can influence the Supreme Court. They can hold back money from them. They can have it their way any way they want it. And, of course, then California, we already do that. I mean, you think there's a Republican Party in California? There's not. Do you think there's even a Democratic Party in California? There's not. I mean, listen, dictators do not need no stinking political parties. That's what we have descended into now, a unicameral legislature. And that's exactly what they're pushing for on the national level as well. You watch. That's why they're just bouncing around the Senate and the House of Representatives, causing all this ruckus. They don't want to have senators. No. And, of course, Columbia University is floating around the idea of, are you ready for this? There's too many senators in some of these states that, you know, don't have any population, you know, like Montana, like Maine, Vermont. They need to give up their senator and then turn it over to states like California, which, if you played it all out by population under their theory, California would have 12 senators, not two. And all the other states out there with smaller populations than California, you're going to lose your senator. That's their theory. They keep federalism, but you lose a senator. That just makes it fair, doesn't it? California with 53 members of the House of Representatives and 12 senators? Well, where is the federalism, the republicanism? We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Okay, we got the big take charge, I'm in charge mentality coming from Gavin Newsom, right? There's a crisis, I'm going to solve it. I'm going to take my $21 billion and I'm going to solve it. Oops, I'm sorry. Every time I pick up the checkbook, a few more zeros just fall off. Hey, somebody erase the zeros behind that 21 number. Gavin Newsom. He declares state of emergency in all 58 counties over coronavirus. I thought there were 57 counties in California. I could be wrong. Oh, no. Barack Obama said there were 57 states. All right, so apparently he's got that number right, Gavin Newsom does. California Governor Gavin Newsom, Epic Times? No, I don't know. Isn't it? This is the Reuters. Okay, this is the Epoch Times. And, okay, so let's go through this. Listen to this. We have now 53 confirmed cases across the state, and, of course, we just had someone deceased. In a statement, the governor said that California is deploying every level of government to help identify cases and slow down the spread of coronavirus. The declaration is to help the state advance resources to prepare for further cases. Newsom said that the proclamation is about resourcefulness. Jesus. Are you going to spend it? Does anybody ask the question of the governor? Of this, is there any meaningful press conference by this governor? Huh? Here we go. Office of Governor Gavin Newsom. Washington and Florida are already declared emergencies over the new corona outbreak. Newsom's announcement came just hours after the first death in California,
was announced. The case involved an elderly man in Placer County near Sacramento who had underlying health problems. Okay, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to read that statement to you again, so let's put our thinking caps on. It says, the case involved an elderly man in Placer County near Sacramento who had underlying health problems. It is currently believed that he may have been exposed while on a cruise ship that traveled between San Francisco and Mexico. The man's death marks the 11th in the United States due to the virus SARS-CoV-2. He was one of two people who have so far tested positive for the virus after returning from the cruise ship. Authorities are tracking down other passengers on the cruise ship who may have been in close contact with the two individuals. It also marks the first U.S. health death outside of Washington State. At least 18 of the 39 cases, including six deaths, were connected to the Life Care Center in Kirkland. Really? Wow. A long-term nursing facility in Seattle. Shocking. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. the Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And everybody's looking around like, geez, McConnell slams Schumer on the Senate floor. All right, that we know is a fact, Jack, right? That's happened. Here's another little tidbit from me, well, from our crazies out there. Okay. Now, this is where are we at. The flashing screen thing. I had a moment there. It says Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination after a poor showing on Super Tuesday, according to multiple reports. Thank God she's gone. Warren didn't win a single contest on Tuesday when voters in 14 states cast their ballots for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Do you think it had something to do with her heritage business? You know, when she got back her, 23andMe. For 23 sets of chromosomes, making 46 chromosomes. Actually, you have 22 sets of chromosomes. Autosomes are called. In one set of sex chromosomes, XX for Elizabeth Warren, X and Y for me. That's a deciding factor. Worst of all, for the progressive senator, she finished a third in her home state of Massachusetts behind Vermont. See, you have to say that the voters are cruel if you're lying to them. Right? That's a fact, Jack. Says the New York Times, CNN, and NBC News all reported that Warren was dropping out, citing unnamed sources. Earlier this week, Warren's campaign had seemed to indicate that she would continue her campaign. Okay, here's a flash for you. The when Bloomberg closed down his place, he closed him down, came in the middle of the night and cleaned out the offices and everything. He was gone like a flash because he can afford to do that. That's amazing. That's just amazing. After Tuesday, all of our 400 Super Tuesday organizing staffers will be redeployed to states voting in March and April, Lau said. Well, of course, that's all done now. That is all but written off for Elizabeth Warren. Liz Warren. No, I don't want to offend Liz's around the world, right? Related Warren campaign announces she will assess the path for the... That's done. It's all over for her now, so... at least that's what's reported, and we got to say she might come and say, "Hey, they're wrong." But this is the source of this article on Western Journal. The New York Times, CNN, and NBC News all reported that Warren was dropping out. It's citing unnamed sources. Okay, I'm going to panel over here to Fox News and see if they have it. And no, they've got Pretty Boy Gavin Newsom again. We didn't hear from him. Oh, yes, they do have it. They do have it. Liz Leaves, it's called. Says Warren to drop out of presidential race, endorsement unknown. I wonder who she's going to endorse. Maybe Donald Trump. Yeah, Pocahontas should thank him. And you know what? We should thank Donald Trump for laying that title on her so we'd all know what the truth is about her. I mean, lying about your heritage? Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.